General Daniel Chappie James Jr. was born in Pensacola on February 11, 1920, 100 years ago today. Capping an extraordinary military career, James became the first African American to reach the rank of four-star general. In honor of the anniversary of his 100th birthday, WUWF is looking back at his remarkable life and legacy. Daniel James Jr. is the youngest of 17 children born to Lily Brown and Daniel James Sr. It was at an early age that he got the nickname Chappie, inheriting it from his older brother Charles.
Charles James went ahead of Dad and playing football and all that stuff, like a little brother would come along. And when Dad showed up, that crowd started calling Dad Little Chappie.
James's youngest son, Claude, says things changed when his dad grew to 6'4" and began to develop his own reputation.
So it was just Chappie James from then on.
Chappie had wanted to be a pilot from the time he was a little kid. When he would look up in the skies over Pensacola, he would see the airplanes, and that's what he wanted to do. He wanted wings of gold.
This is retired Air Force Colonel Roosevelt Lewis, a fellow aviator and Tuskegee graduate. Lewis says it was at Tuskegee that his friend and mentor learned to fly and at the age of 19 became an instructor pilot for the nation's first African-American military pilots.
He taught many of the airmen over the years who went on to become household names as Tuskegee airmen.
Eventually, Chappie James would join the group. At the height of his illustrious career, years later, he would reflect on those early days.
Now, it was in 1943 that I completed flight training at Tuskegee Institute, Alabama. We've come a long way since then. In the early days at Tuskegee, in addition to the already difficult job of flying, we trained under the additional pressures of segregation. But we had no time for self-pity or despair. We were too busy preparing ourselves for a career of service to our nation.
Chappie's exploits as a fighter pilot became legendary. During the Korean War, he flew over 100 combat missions. He tallied 78 more in Vietnam, most notably Operation Bolo, which resulted in the highest total kill of any mission during the Vietnam War. Claude recalls how his dad, Robin Olds, and company used a bit of deception by flying familiar patterns to the old, less agile F-105 Thunder Chief when they were really flying the new top-of-the-line F-4 Phantom.
And they mocked it to the point where the enemy didn't know. The enemy comes up out of the clouds, and they shot down at least 7. My big brother told me it was more like 11 or 12 of the best planes the North Vietnamese had in one attack, one mission.
After Vietnam in late 1967, James had a brief stint as vice commander of the 33rd Tactical Fighter Wing at Eglin Air Force Base. Then he was sent to Wheelis Air Force Base in Libya, an assignment that set up his famous standoff with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Early in his career, Chappie met and married Dorothy Watkins, and they had 3 children, Denise and Daniel III, who both passed on, and Claude, now 66. On the occasion of his dad's 100th birthday, Claude says he'll be thinking about his father's contemporary, 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman Charles McGee, who was honored recently during Super Bowl 54. Also, amid the celebrations, he's recalling some of those special childhood memories, such as going to the flight line on a rainy day when his dad was stationed in England.
And we drive right up by the plane, and it's warming up. Jet. Dad gives us a hug and gets in the jet, and it turns around, and the blast, as it starts to turn, shakes the car. And I just remember vividly the guy standing there with the rifle protecting the planes with the guard dog next to him, and with the rain slicker on, standing there at attention, you know, and then saluting when Dad pulls his plane away and he'd wave to us. Next thing you know, boom, 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 you hear him take off. Him and another plane next to him take off into the clouds. Yeah, it's a special life being one of those kids.
Claude credits his father's success to the educational start he and other black children in Pensacola received by attending his mother Lily's school.
She took it on herself to get them ready all the way up into high school to where they could handle it and they could achieve more. And a lot of those kids went to college and a lot of them really reached a lot of heights that they wouldn't have even had a chance to do because they had a good start. And Dad was one of those. He was the youngest of the family.
Just months before his death in 1978, James spoke about lessons learned from his mother in an interview on the PBS show Tony Brown's Journal.
Another quote from my mother, she said, "Don't stand there banging on that door of opportunity, yelling, 'Let me in, let me in, let me in.' And all of a sudden somebody snatches open the door and you say, 'Wait a minute, I got to go get my bags.'" She said, "You stand there armed with your bags of knowledge, your bags of understanding, and your bags of desire, and when they crack that door, step in and take charge." Well, you can do that now, but you got to prepare yourself first.
In July 1970, Daniel Chappie James Jr. was prepared when he was promoted to Brigadier General, getting his first star.
The biggest thing is just that fourth one, his first one ever to get the fourth star.
James became the first African-American to attain the rank of four-star general in 1976, showing what could be done with hard work.
When he got to the tops of what he could possibly do, and it was that, of course, a huge amount of pride and the whole city. And you run into people that say, "You know, I never met him, but when I found out he did that, it made me feel like I could," you know, run into people that say that stuff all the time. So yes, the city appreciated him.
And it's nice for the James family to see this renewed appreciation of Chappie in his hometown. The Chappie James Museum and Flight Academy opened in 2018 at the site of his childhood home and mother's school on MLK Drive. After overwhelming community support, it appears the new Pensacola Bay Bridge will be named in his honor, and plans are moving ahead for a Memorial Park landing at the bridge to include a statue of the general and his F-4 aircraft. Claude James believes his father is worthy.
Korean War, okay. 101 times he got into an airplane, risking dying a horrible, fiery death. 101 times. To fight for his country.
Chappie did it again 78 more times in Vietnam. In reference to the recognition now coming his way, Chappie's youngest son quotes a famous saying.
"A warrior dies two deaths. One, the physical death, but the second one is when his name is no longer mentioned. It's on me, because I'm the last of his children, to push that as far as I can before I'm gone."
Claude James is now retired and is already grooming his kids, Ryan and Britt, to take over. In the meantime,
I'm enjoying coming back to Pensacola and doing what I can to, you know, keep his name alive in the town that he loved.
In the past few days, there have been several celebrations in honor of Chappie's 100th birthday. The Chappie James Museum Foundation held its annual fundraiser Sunday at the Sanders Beach Corin Jones Community Center. On Saturday, the Armament Museum at Eglin Air Force Base hosted a program in his honor. And the city of Pensacola has proclaimed today, February 11, 2020, as General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Day. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.